You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast, and it is your host, Daniel Coy. What's up, everyone? I hope you're having a great day, a great night, a great morning, a great afternoon. I don't know when you're listening to it. That's why I'm giving you all the reasons to have a great day. Yeah. Well, today I want to rant. You know me, love a rant. On how does your hair make you feel, right? How does it make you feel? That is the question of that is the question we're trying to solve with everyone that we are with as a hairdresser or wig maker. It is about changing what they have. So their perception of what they have obviously is making them feel that way. All right. So we have to take that into consideration and make it the most important thing to do is to make them feel amazing. That's the key. I think you know all of this. Well, I don't want to assume. You know what assuming does. Waka waka. But seriously, I do feel we as artists tend to take a couple steps back and kind of forget, you know, that we have to take in consideration the who, what, when, where, why of our client, where they're coming from, what it means for them to be in our chair. And what are they sacrificing to be in our chair besides time, right? Are they giving up a meal because they want to have the best hair? Are they, you know, whatever it may be, you know? So these are things that, you know, we're therapists. So we get this information from them. And we should always be getting more information. More and more and more and more. Because that's what we want. We want information that will really get them, be like, yeah. Because the more we know, the more we grow. So knowing what you do as an artist affects your clients is quite amazing. Like, really amazing. It can help them have a better day, first and foremost. Stand up taller. We change their perception of what they think they see. You know, so as detective hairstylists, because that's truthfully what we are like a detective to find out what they truly want from a couple photos they've given to whatever it may be. You know what I mean? We are literally poking around everywhere. And try not to get too much out of them. Yeah, that doesn't really work with me. I just know everything about everything. You know, like I said, my memoirs is going to be a killer. So you want to make sure that we keep them in mind as we do our consultations, as we do our talking, as we do our poking and prodding and pulling. That is truthfully where we need to keep our heads. We need to keep up, keeping on.
I'm sappy.
So remember the client. I know if you're on some of my like wine and wigs and things, I tell you, you know, we have to tell them what they want. But remember, we're telling them what they want because we did the homework. Like, we did the homework. We asked all the questions. All of them. Not just, here's a photo, great. All of the questions. How are they maintaining it? Do they have products at home? Are they going to be able to do it themselves? Do we need to teach them how to do it? Like everything. Like really get in there. Because if you're asking a question that they have never been asked before, that shows that you have a broader scope of your profession. And that's going to just make you be more there, be more present for them. And it's going to give you a wealth of knowledge. If everyone's hair pulls red, we already know this, right? Pulls warm. We know this. And if all they keep saying is, I see warm, my hair looks red, you know it has to be a canceling formula. Just because you love a warm does not mean your client, well, you know, that's very little and minute, but you get the point, I hope. Like all of the questions you can ask them, and ask some more, ask them again, take notes. You know, there are apps for now for everything. Just make a note, make a voice note, whatever you want to do. Talk to text, there it is. You know, things that really like stick out. I truthfully can never remember names. So if I met you, I'm very sorry. I probably won't remember your name. And it's not because I don't remember you as a person. Names are very difficult. I've tried the saying it 3 times. Yeah, then I look like a retard because I can't say that word anymore. But I am. Like, you know, hi, Jane. And I will have known someone for like 10 years and forget. So I'm trying to be a little bit more on top of that and like be like, I'm going to remember. And it's not that I'm too busy. It's, to be honest, I mean, when we say spacey, like flighty, hello, how are you? That'd be me. Like flighty. But it runs in the family. Like my mother calls me my sister and brother, like my dad calls me everyone. So I think it's just a family trait. I'm not trying to make an excuse for it, but you know, I've get called so many names. I mean, everyone in the family calls me everything. I mean, we'll all be sitting in the room. Ron, Dan, Jane, John, who? So, yeah. So it's all these little details. But then, the crazier part, I will remember something that they're like, you remember that? I'm like, yep, that's what I remember. Like, I mean, it's random what I remember. I will remember your face. I will never forget a face. Ever. If we met in person, if it's this Instagram things, I'll know your work. Hopefully I'm liking it at this point. But yeah, so remember that we are the creative individuals that our clients are entrusting to make them look good. And we have to do whatever in our power is to make them feel good, right? They're paying. And as I say, they're paying, I'm staying. It cracks me up. I know. I'm sitting in a room talking to a microphone and that cracked me up. All right. Yeah. So make sure we just keep that in mind. Because that's like across the board. I mean, people that even if I work with them, you know, I'm like, are you going to say something stupid? There's never a stupid question, but there are stupid comments, you know, and just being aware. Like self-aware. I mean, I think that needs to be a thing happening in the world. You know, we all have our bubbles that we live in, me included. But I do think we need to come up with a little bit more self-awareness. And you know what? Maybe I can have a friend or two. Who knows? But, you know, but I think the more self-awareness and knowing what other people are going through and how we're going to get through it and how I can help. I mean, to be honest, that's where I always come from. I come from the part of how am I going to help this situation? If there's a problem, if I see a tear, oh my God, that is the, you're going to get all the Danny treatments. If that is a thing, like you're going to get them all. So just like keep in mind, they're sweet. They're people. They could be a little, you know, diva-esque. But that's okay, right? That's life. I know I've been a diva many of time. Even to myself. I'm like, who are you? Guys, remember, I live alone. I'm single and I have a lot of heads around me. I have two right here on the table waiting for tonight's wine and wings. But you know what I mean? So we're going to get back to it. So why don't you have some fun first and foremost? And remember, we are in the creating mood. So artists always need an outlet and I get to take it out on their head. But if you're doing wigs, hello, our client, we can stab them a couple times. Not saying that I want to, but we don't need our clients. We can just stab them a couple times. You know, a little self letting go. All right, guys, thank you so much for just paying attention, even if you lasted this long. Make sure you check out my new books that are out there and everything so we can stay in contact together. Find me on the socials. All right. All right. Great job today, guys. Thanks for holding it out. Don't forget, your hair looks good. You're going to feel better. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.